This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA, brought to you by Klaus Financial. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, KLAASfinancial.com, all one word, KlausFinancial.com. You can, of course, always call the office as well, 608-442-5637. That's 608-442-5637. If you have a question for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, you can call 321-1310, toll-free. 877-235-1310. Just a moment ago, I gave out the telephone number, by the way, for Klaus Financial. You want to hold on to that number as well, because a little bit later in the program, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card for Bed Bath & Beyond. We'll tell you how you can win that and what you need to do a little bit later in the program. I will just give you this tip now. Listen closely, because typically the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Joining us this week, Malia Cuevas and Steve Scow from Klaus Financial. How you guys doing?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. Doing real well. You're on the CJ mic today.
Yes, Malia. I am. Sorry. I'm going to have to talk a lot stronger with my voice.
Morning, Steve.
It is a gorgeous day. Good morning, Sean.
Great to talk with both of you. And, you know, when it comes to retirement and comes to money, people do tend to worry. And I guess I would ask, you know, what do you suggest to people, you know, to kind of put them at ease? And what are some of the things that people should know when it comes to their money and retirement?
Well, it's funny, because sometimes when I think about the worriers out there, sometimes they worry more about where they're going on vacation than maybe about their money. But we do have the extremes out there. Some people who think that the market, as it does what the market does, its ups and downs, is going to be tragic for them, and they can't sleep at night. So we'll give us some suggestions on that. And then we have the other extreme, who think that it's just all magically going to work out. Sure. And retirement will just come easy. Income will just flow from I don't know where. And they don't stress maybe as much as they should. So we'd like to find some common ground for our listeners. And so for the worriers out there, we're going to start off by saying, let's just be careful. Swings in the market, if you've lived longer than 20 years, you've probably seen more than your fair share. That's not going to stop. You know, as we see markets closer involvement throughout the world, we understand that there's shifts, and there's always going to be economies going different directions, sometimes at the same time, different directions. So what we want to make sure is that you don't fall into the way that many people do. And as they see the market go up, they're all excited. But as they see it go down, they want to sell, which is actually opposite of what people like Warren Buffett would do. They're going to look for opportunities. So as the market falls, they're going to look at, what can I buy today? So we don't want to stress on the short term. We're definitely looking at long term. You know, I think something Steve could tell you as well is that right now people are telling us, well, I hear there's going to be a big correction. Well, guess what, folks? We've had a really nice run, and there should be some corrections here and there. While there might not be long lasting, there's likely to be corrections. So for our people who are very risk adverse, they really shouldn't be in portfolios that are swinging quite as wildly as you get closer to retirement. The process of financial planning really allows you to figure out what kind of retirement income you're going to need, what you need to be doing today in your portfolios, so that you're not stressing and worrying. And you know, bottom line is, if you're worrying, your financial advisor is probably worrying more. So we want to make sure that you're in the right type of portfolio.
Now, what about the importance? So you mentioned that planning and really having that plan in place. I mean, there are some great benefits to that, as you mentioned. Some people, you know, with the sleepless nights, that is something that not only in your retirement that plan can help you, but leading up to your retirement can really help your quality of life.
Most definitely, Sean. In fact, you know, as we hear us say many, many times, it really is wrapped around your retirement goals and your income objectives, because as Malia pointed out, I mean, volatility in the market will be there. It continues. As I share with people many times, the market does not just go up, nor does it always just go down. And that is really the importance of another key aspect of investing you hear us talk about called investment diversification. What I mean by that and what we mean by that is that you don't have all of your investment dollars in just stocks or just bonds or just cash or just CDs. It's spread out more because, as Malia pointed out a minute ago, you know, different markets, different industries, and different types of investments will go in different directions at times. When we're looking at diversification for investing, we also strongly consider and suggest using types of investments that are called alternative investments, which means they aren't the traditional stocks and bonds, because all of those wrapped together in a strategy that's consistent with your goals and objectives will help you ride through those ups and downs and manage the swings and risk levels, as Malia was suggesting a minute ago.
And I think another point we always make is diversification doesn't mean you have six different financial advisors who think you should be doing all different things. Settle on one that you can trust and giving you a good path to follow, and follow the path.
Malia Cuevas and Steve Scow joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Of course, they bring you Money in Motion right here on 1310 WIBA. Their website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. That's all one word. Their telephone number at the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Steve. We're going to talk about things like Social Security and the importance there. We mentioned diversification, the importance there. Also, rebalancing. We will do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our retirement planning professionals this week from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and Steve Scow. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also, you're going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later on in this half hour, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card for Bed Bath & Beyond. Left off, we were talking about diversification and what that means, and it's one of those things that seems simple enough, but actually when you start looking at it, there is a lot to consider when it comes to diversification. One of the things too is looking at your objectives when it comes to investment and risk tolerance. Let's talk a little bit about that risk tolerance phrase.
Well, you know, again, each person's different. Mm-hmm. So your neighbor might be telling you, you know, Sean, you need to get into heavy-duty equities and your portfolio should be 100% equities. And maybe at your age, that might be the right thing for you. However, your wife might not feel the same. She might not like the drops. And maybe because you're getting a little closer to retirement, you shouldn't want to see those drops for obvious reasons. So risk tolerance plays a big, big part of when we do our retirement planning. It's not that we won't see the market rise back up, but the timing of everything is what we can't plan for. Therefore, you need to be diversified. So I think Steve and I would both agree when people come in and they say, I've got this list of positions, but three of them are down. What can you do about it? Mm-hmm. Well, what can we do about it? Well, that means you're diversified. In fact, you should probably have more than three that are going the opposite way as, you know, the zigzag. So you need to be diversified, again, not with multiple advisors.
What about that rebalancing word? As a guy, I think you balance something, you balance a tire, it's balanced. How would you need to rebalance financially?
Well, that's a good question, Sean. And in reality, what we're talking about with regard to rebalancing is that if you are in fact diversified, as we've been suggesting, you may have some of the investments that are actually doing better than others, and that's part of the investment diversification. With that being the case, if you started out, for example, with 60% in equities, and all of a sudden they've done really, really well, and now they are 70% of your portfolio, rebalancing brings it back to 60%. So we always suggest rebalancing at least annually and sometimes twice a year. Now, what we're not suggesting is rebalancing just because the market went up or down. That is part of that process, but that, again, goes along with the lines of your investment risk tolerance. going through the you know, not being too aggressive when the market's going up, or way too afraid when the market's going the other direction.
Steve Scow and Malia Cuevas joining us from Klaas Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637. Nice thing when you set up that first appointment with Klaas, it's not going to cost anything to get to know the folks there. They'd love to get to know you. Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You know, we talk a lot about Social Security on this show, and as a guy who is nearing 40, I start asking myself some questions about, well, is it going to be there? Can I count on it? Will it be as I see it today? A lot of us have those questions. A lot of us have those concerns. I think you have mentioned on previous shows that especially people start getting into their 50s, start really paying attention to this stuff. Where will it be? Should I be worried? Is this, what do you tell people?
You tell us, Sean. We're waiting for your knowledge here. And I think, again, we like to take away some of the worry when it's appropriate. And I think if you're over 50 right now, you're probably going to see the kind of benefit that's being projected for you. However, we do know when you look at your statements, there is a date on there where it shows that as of like 2026 or something in that neighborhood, it is not exactly funded. Well, that's not really a surprise. Washington has its way of making sure things move around. So we're not clear on how it will be funded, but I can guarantee you that a large portion of our population would be moving to Washington, D.C. if they said no more Social Security. So I'm pretty sure we're going to still have it, even for folks like yourself. But what we need to understand is that there's probably changes that will happen. That could very easily be that instead of being able to retire at 62 and collect Social Security at the first chance, you might have to wait a little longer because we're all living longer and we're taking from that pot. So just watch out for the changes. I think Steve's going to talk about you know, what different ages again that might pertain to you.
Yes, Malia, and as you just mentioned a minute ago, age 62 is one you hear about for people today that could actually start collecting Social Security at the earliest age. However, for most people, if you're retiring this year, for example, your full retirement age for Social Security may be 65. For many, it might be age 66 to 67. You've also heard us talk in the past about the maximum age at which to collect the maximum Social Security benefits of being age 70, because between ages 66 and 70, for instance, you have those deferred credits, which increase that benefit by 8% per year, which is huge. But once you hit age 70, the benefits no longer continue to increase, so there is really no reason not for everybody to start collecting. As Malia pointed out, it could be very easily where that early age becomes 65, and the maximum age at some point in the future could be 75. Who knows, based on life expectancy.
But what we like to point out is we want you to be proactive in this. We want you to go to ssa.gov, which is a Social Security website. I believe it's a secure website. And you can go to that and see what your benefit's going to look like at those different ages. Because, again, having that information sooner than later will really help your retirement planning.
I know one of the first shows we did together, this came up, and I signed up and got it is a very, very cool resource, and it's really easy to do. Just get to ssa.gov. That's ssa.gov. Don't forget, by the way, as we're talking websites, Klaas Financial's website, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number coming up in the next segment. We will have our Klaas quiz question of the week. This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And joined this week by Malia Cuevas and Steve Scow from Klaas Financial. Don't forget Klaas Financial's telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Their website, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. During the break, Dwayne called. He said, I'm going to be running a machine, so I won't be able to ask this question on air. He said, will you ask him a question for me? And I said, sure, why not? He says, he's over 50, and he says, can you max out? He says, is it legal, was his actual words. Can you legally max out both your 401k and your Roth IRA? Is that legal to do?
Steve?
Actually, that's a really good question, Sean. And the IRS does have a maximum allowable dollar amount when you're 50 years of age or older of $24,000 a year. And that takes into consideration both the traditional 401k and the Roth IRA in combination. So the maximum that you could put in to them together would be $24,000 per year. So unfortunately, you cannot max them both out under the current IRS rules.
And because I know the IRS, they catch these. They watch these.
Yeah. Almost definitely. Yeah.
But great question, because we want awesome you to question. Be catching up as you get over 50. It's definitely something you want to be looking at doing.
Malia, yeah, go ahead. Sorry,
excuse me, I was just going to say I definitely want to max them out, but you have a total that you have to add them together on.
Steve Scott and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. Telephone number 442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. We mentioned Social Security before the break, and a lot of people, of course, having questions about that. And then we get into a little bit about the big question that people ask you. If there's kind of that one question that you guys have or that one concern that you hear from people when they come and meet with you at Kloss Financial, what is that question about?
Yeah, the million-dollar question is the worry is that they're going to run out of money. They're worried about running out of money and outliving it, quite honestly. So it's a legitimate fear if we don't plan accordingly. And so knowing that there may be longevity in your family, depending on your health, and it's just a really critical question, because at the end of the day, you want to make sure you still have some money in the bank, hopefully. And what's interesting to note is there was a study done by Ernst & Young back in 2008 that said that for a married couple today that's retiring at the age of 65, there's actually going to be a 50% chance that at least one of them is going to live to the age of 92.
Wow.
And so really, if some of our people are retiring, you know, in their late 50s, I mean, you could literally be retired for 40 years sometimes. And that is a lot of money that may be needed for your annual income. So you just really need to, you know, plan for the future, but enjoy today is kind of my motto. But you need to make sure you're on some type of path, because that's a long retirement and you're going to need some substantial funds.
As you think about going into retirement and having debt, I know we've got a show here that talks a lot about debt. The guy actually says debt is dumb, and I wonder if you guys echo that. Is as you're getting towards retirement, paying off or eliminating as many of those expenses that you have, including paying off those debts. Is that a good piece of advice?
Absolutely. You know, we talk a lot about that too. We understand, you know, debt is dumb. There are things like mortgages, college payments, and so forth that are going to come up as debt. But we really want to make sure that as we're, you know, approaching our late 50s, that is pretty much done. Mm-hmm. That debt needs to be gone, because we want you to have all the options in the world as far as when to retire, what that income is going to look like. And debt just hangs over your head. It's not that you can't retire with still a mortgage, but it really takes away some of those monthly options of what you might be enjoying, which is vacation, hopefully, or an extended hobby that you can enjoy.
Do you advise people to kind of get a little more aggressive if they do have debt to pay that down as they kind of enter into their planned retirement date?
Absolutely. We're not the debt counselors, mm-hmm. but we do sit down and spend time with people. And some people will say, well, I've been sitting on that debt for a long time. I'm not really worried about it. Well, I am worried about it. I want to make sure that you aren't paying extra on that when you should be, exactly like the last gentleman called in, you should be actually putting more in retirement at the same time. So I need to get the debt down so I can put more into retirement. It kind of works as a seesaw.
You know, we talked earlier about worriers and the things that kind of keep people up at night and things they think about. Let's talk about the benefits of working with somebody and putting together a plan, working with people like you folks at Kloss Financial, putting together a plan and working with those individuals that really focus on that financial plan, that retirement plan, and that retirement goal, and how much the benefits there are to doing that.
Well, I think that's a really good point too, Sean, because when you work with a professional that can help guide you along, as we point out many, many times, we have done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of retirements where each individual has one, so there is a difference in perspective and experience to be able to help, you know, maybe minimize some of those mistakes that other people have made over the years. And with that plan, it not only will help you probably feel more comfortable in knowing that you'll have the income that you desire during retirement, you have your debts down and or manageable to where you can enjoy that time, take your trips that you like to, you may like to do, spend time with the grandchildren, and not worry about running out of money. But also in conjunction with that, retirees obviously want monthly checks, regardless of what the market's doing. So that's the other part of the overall planning process, is when you're looking at your retirement income plan, you're also then coordinating that for your investment diversification. It really is all different pieces of the puzzle, and it's a very important integrated component.
Steve Scow, Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to hold on to that telephone number because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Works just like this. In a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's programs to call the Kloss Financial office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win that $25 gift card for Bed Bath & Beyond. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. When a married couple retires at the age of 65, what percentage will at least one of them live to the age of 92? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer to the Kloss Financial office will win that $25 gift card for Bed Bath and Beyond. CJ and Malia.
That's okay.
Malia and Steve. Great talking with you both. You have a great week.
All right. Thank you.
You as well. Thanks, Ian, Sean.
Take care, Steve. This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.